Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's a foggy, misty day on the ranch this morning. I kind of like it because I don't have to drive in it. I'm sure it will burn off as soon as the sun gets all awake and shining on us, but I love how the trees look in it, though, because they look Halloweenish and a little spooky, and I don't know. It's October. It's Halloween season. Woo woo! I get to go to a Halloween party on Saturday, dressing up, of course. Maybe I'll take a picture and put on my page after. I love October, except for the weather for us here in Alberta has been a little crazy. We sold our calves on Monday. Yay! It's the paycheck for the whole year's work. It was less than we were hoping for this year, but it's the gamble that you take. And so had to work through some of that energy yesterday. But on Sunday, we were sorting, and we had picked out 4-H animals, and someone else came over to pick out his 4-H animal, and it was so much fun. And then we loaded him up Sunday morning because that's when the trucker could come because he was pretty booked up. And we had to pull him out of our pasture with our bale truck because it's so muddy, icy with our weather right now. I'll have to post a picture on my Facebook page, my Psychic Cowgirl page, because it looks kind of amazing and powerful because it was foggy that morning too. And the weather has just been a little bit unexpected. I mean, it's full-on winter here now. We are not going to get fall. We went from summer to winter. Here's the deal. We can't control it. We can't, you know, change it. So find a way to accept it. I'm trying to teach my children that no matter how crazy, chaotic, hectic, yuck life gets, you can always find some positives. It's working, I tell you what. This morning, you know, it's been a little hectic. My husband made coffee, but he forgot to empty yesterday's coffee out of the pot. And so, of course, you know what happened, right? Flooded the counter, flooded the floor. And so I even got up earlier than usual this morning because I ended up having a sneezing fit, or really did somebody just want me out of bed because he didn't notice. And so we cleaned up the mess, and my youngest comes along and he's like, wow, look at how clean and organized that all looks now. That's sure a positive. I'm like, yeah. Good job, buddy. Good job. Because our world is topsy-turvy. Have you noticed that you can go through a whole range of emotions in like 45 minutes? It's crazy. So yesterday morning when I got up, I was a little, not even a little, I was a lot upset. You know, I got the check ready for the deposit to the bank. And so basically right now we make the plan for the rest of our year based on the financial situation. So usually we get to go to Arizona to visit my mom during the winter, but that's out of the question, and that's okay. I mean, I suspected that was coming because I have to make some different decisions than I might want to make, but it is what it is. And so I have to sit with the energy and really work through how I'm feeling and feel it. Don't ignore it. Don't try to be distracted from it. Take some time to feel it. The beautiful thing is that you can work through it quick that way, but you do want to work through it. And so, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, I mean, the reality of our situation is my husband has the oil patch job to support our ranching lifestyle, and those two industries are being hit really hard right now. And he doesn't work every day, and then cattle prices dropped hard. And so it's like, well, then, a few pasture words were said, and we just have to work with what's happening and find a way to get through it. And so yesterday morning, I completely got into the fear of it. I canceled some things that I said I would do because I don't have the right energy to go there and bring my A game. I don't. Because a lot of the people that I would be working with there, as much as I enjoy it, they're not in my situation. And so I don't know that I could be graceful. And because of that, I'm not even willing to try because I don't want to ruin the event for somebody else or just not enjoy it myself, you know? And, of course, I had a little argument with myself, like, oh, you're just giving in to the negativity. I mean, you like this event, go do it. And then I'm like, no, I'm feeling what I'm feeling, and I'm going to honor that. I don't have to do everything. I don't have to put on a brave face if it doesn't feel right. And because part of it was, the person putting on the event is a friend of mine, and I didn't want to disappoint her. I had to also work through that. Because if she knew that's what I was feeling, she'd be like, oh, Shannon, really, seriously, it's okay. But it is how I was feeling, and so I had to work through that for my own self. It really had nothing to do with her. I mean, except for that I really like her, of course, and so I let her know that, you know, it's not going to work out for me. I haven't heard from her because her life's crazy busy, too. Of course, then that brings up feelings for us, right? Like, oh, are they mad at us? Oh, is she not going to talk to me anymore? Here's the deal. Because I'm in this worried energy about our financial future right now, everything's a big deal. Like, seriously, you don't answer my text in 10 minutes, I'm going to think you hate me. This is what we do, isn't it? This is where we go. When you're in this energy of insecurity, uncertainty, you will make everything a bigger deal than it has to be. If you're in the energy of happy, positive, optimistic, and somebody doesn't answer your text in 10 minutes, you're just like, oh, they're probably busy. They'll get to me when they get to me. It's not a big deal. That's how we are. We have a joke at my house that, you know, I'm going to file a hurt feelings report because apparently it is a thing in the oil patch. Or it's a joke thing in the oil patch. I guess I don't know for sure. Because, of course, we think it's funny and we run with it. And so, yeah. Oh, you said that to me? I'm going to file a hurt feelings report. But isn't that where we go? When we're not feeling positive and life has thrown a bunch of curveballs at us and we're feeling overwhelmed, insecure, uneasy, freaked out, everything becomes a big deal. And we will snap at things that we might not snap at another time. And we need to seriously be aware of this. So because I was in the energy I was in Monday and Tuesday, I limited my exposure to other people because they didn't need to you know, be snapped at because they said something that I took the wrong way. I mean, because it's all on me, how I react, right? I did tutor yesterday morning, and I did. I thought about rescheduling, and I thought, Shannon, no, because I know going there and working with the lady I was working with, my day would get brighter, and it did. She's fabulous. She's in her, I don't even know how old, like maybe middle 70s or later 70s, but she makes me laugh because she's sassy, and I love sassy. So at one point, because I'm teaching her how to use her laptop is what I'm doing. And she likes to swear at it, and, well, I can relate. And so at one point, the lady that is in charge of this adult learning community, she had to go to a meeting someplace else. And I have to tell you, me and my student there, my friend, we totally acted like high school bratty kids, because it's in the high school. The community learning rents a room from them. And so when announcements would come over the PA system, we would react like we were sassy high school kids. Oh, my gosh. I laughed so hard. She just changed my energy completely. And then when the lady did come back from her meeting and she walked in the room, we sort of smartened up like, you know, oh, the teacher's back. But we thought we were hilarious, and honestly, we were. We totally were. So find those things, you know, simple things that will lift your energy. Pick and choose wisely. I did, you know, say no to some things that I knew might not go well for me because of my energy. Because you have to be aware that you bring a certain energy into a room. I mean, today, if one of those things was happening, I'd be fine, because today I'm good. Today I'm optimistic. I feel great, which is good because I have a client today. But I wasn't Monday or Tuesday until about 9:30. I mean, because it feels heavy. It, you know, we have to do a bunch of make some decisions and basically plan our year. And it's okay. It's okay. But at the same time, honor your own energy of, you know, loss. I don't get to go see my mom in Arizona. We don't get to do maybe some of the fabulous things that we maybe wanted to do. Or I just have to find a way to make them cost less. One of my vices, let's call it, is takeout meals, eating in restaurants when life gets busy. But this is not a surprise to me, the drop in cattle prices. We've known this was probably going to happen. We had hoped it wouldn't be as bad as it is, but it is. So we've been planning for this. And so we do big Costco shops, and I know that eating meals that I don't have to cook is one of the things that has to go. I have to make better choices even when I don't want to. You know, less mummy lunch dates. I still get to have a couple, I think. It depends. I'll have to focus more on my businesses, and then the more money I make there, the more fun stuff the kids and I can do. And I do plan on doing that. This month and next month, I'm just teaching a lot and tutoring, and so I only have so much time and energy, and, you know, the cows take a lot. And so I've had to behave more, make better choices to get through this, and we will get through it. It's just, it's really easy to get sucked into the pattern of negativity and be worrisome, but you can change it. Right? Sit in the energy for a little bit, though. Don't totally disregard it. You need to feel what you're feeling and gain some awareness from it. Feel what you're feeling and gain some awareness from it. Because I know when I'm in that energy of being rattled and fearful and frustrated and insecure, my computer does not work as well. Speaking of which, I went to go into the studio part because that's part of the way this podcast, radio show, internet stuff works. And so I log in to my account and I have a studio. So if I took callers, this is where I would, you know, see that you called and click on you, or if I did the chat room. But I'm only one person, so I had to, like, reformat how I did this. I used to have callers in the chat room, but I can't do it all. I would have to have somebody else come as my producer, and that's just not practical for me right now. Anyways, I logged in, and I'm like, why does it say 6 days to the show? For some reason, when I set up this episode on Tuesday, which was my funky energy day, or Monday, I don't remember, these all blur together, I set it for next Wednesday. I think I set it for next Tuesday. It was totally the wrong day, and so I had to fix that with 3 minutes till showtime. But it was because my energy was off. I was worried, I was fearful, I was upset, and it affected what I did on my computer. It affects your cell phone. It affects electronics. That's just how it works. And so if you find that's happening to you and your computer's, like, doing funky things, here's what you need to do. You need to reset your computer, and you need to reset yourself. Go for a walk. Go get some water. Go make some tea. Go have a snack, but walk away from the physical area, reset your computer, like restart it. If you can, walk away. I mean, even if you went and used the washroom, like, just do something to break the energy and to let you both reset. Does that make sense? A nap would be good, too, to reset your energy, but that's not always possible, is it? It's that same idea as when you're working on something and it's just getting cluttery. You're feeling blocked. You're feeling frustrated. Go give yourself an energy reset. I like music. I also have an exerciser thing that, you know, if I'm feeling extra frustrated, I go do my steps then. And it works because I can vent out the frustrations. Energy resets are really important right now because we are being exposed, is the word, or bombarded. I'm not sure how to really define it, with a lot of energy going on at any one time. And there's shifts and there's re-patterning. People's belief systems are changing. The way you thought about things is changing. The way you do things is changing. We're in a big state of change. And we can either resist it and be miserable or find a way to make peace with it. It's like anything else, right? If you're dealing with people, you either accept them exactly who they are, or you walk away. Trying to change somebody that's not interested is just not even possible. For your own peace of mind, you either find a way to deal with them and accept how they are, or you walk away. Because it all boils down to having to do with who you are, right? It's kind of crazy the way we can go through so many emotions in so little of time. So many emotions, and it feels like a roller coaster, and we just work through it. Honor yourself, take some time. I'd come across a really great article. And I just wanted to see if I could find it, because I actually had to reset my computer this morning because it was being all cluttery and energetically reactive to me, and I had to go reset myself and the computer, because I'm not just saying these words. It's because I'm living them. So another thing that's going on this month, like I talked about last week, is how all these things came up for me that I had to let go of or just acknowledge. You know, since, you know, I did that and I talked about it on the radio show last week, it's none of it's even come up for me again this week. We are going through a cycle of endings, I guess, in that we are releasing patterns, we are releasing beliefs, we are releasing thoughts. It might not be endings as in big endings, but it also could be. And it's interesting because usually September is the 9 month for endings, but this time it's September, October. It's right now, like letting go of things that are not working. The energy is fully supportive of that. It's really quite interesting. So another friend had made a post because she went through the same kind of thing I did the weekend before of, you know, acknowledging, you know, so many years ago on this date, I did this and I left this and I started over in a new life. And she was, you know, celebrating and reflecting. That's the word I'm looking for. Acknowledging where she was and where she is now. So if you find yourself doing that, you're not alone. This is what that energy, and it's not to bring your attention to things in order to solve them. It's for you to acknowledge how far you've come, how things have probably changed for you, and just to go, yay, I'm no longer in that unhealthy relationship, or I'm no longer in that job I didn't love. I'm no longer friends with that person who made me upset. And I am in a job that I think is great. I am living somewhere that I really love the community. I am happy. I am peaceful. I'm rocking this life. On Tuesday, I would not have said that I was rocking the life. But today, yes, absolutely. I like to make a plan. I like to strategize. I do believe in reflecting. I just read another article this morning from Martha Back, who's a life coach. She writes in the Oprah magazine also. And she was saying in her article that, yes, go with the flow, be in the moment, but also take the time for reflection. Because if you don't acknowledge how far you've come or what you've changed, then what's the point? Because when we're in something or doing something, that we don't often stop and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm really good at that. Or, hey, wait, I did do that. Hey, that's pretty fantastic. Because now I feel way better about this or this, right? Take the time to acknowledge where you were and celebrate where you are now. And then if things come up that you're like, oh, well, I still do this, I would like to try to change that, now's the time, my friends. The universe is supporting us in changing our patterns, becoming more aware of what we do, why we do it, how we do it, and deciding if it's good and we want to just keep going that way or if we want to make a change. We got this, right? Building our self-confidence, raising our self-esteem, becoming aware. That's all happening right now, whether you want to or not, right? Whether we want to or not. As I'm talking to you, the mist and the fog is getting thicker and thicker. I'm like, huh. Pretty okay, though. I don't mind it. I'll feed cows after it all blows away later today. My mama cows, you know, had their couple of days of mooing, and now they're good. They're probably like, okay, good. Glad those big calves are gone because, you know, they were a lot of work. My cows make me smile. I'm having a bad day, I do just go pet the horses and hang with the cows or ride my horse even better. It's so muddy, mucky right now, though. I was in the corral with them Monday after we got home from the sale, and they tried to follow me through the big mud, so I had to go around on the edge where the grass was, and they just wanted to be in my energy. It did not suck to be me. So I sat on the corral fence in my big old Friday horse. He's a big guy. He had his head in my lap, basically, and was getting petted, and he thought that was just what he needed. And I have to admit, it was just what I needed. Because the energy of the calf sale was sad. There was a lot of upset ranchers. A lot of people lost money. So some people will buy feeders. So they buy in the spring, and they feed them all summer, hoping to make a profit in the fall. And this year, there was more losses than profits. Because the price they paid in the spring and the price they sold them for, it was not profit-making. So unfortunately, I worry that there's going to be more people getting out of the industry, and we've already taken a lot of hits, and, you know, I do hope that being that we did not make as much money as the producers, the grocery store prices will come down. I'm blessed in that I eat my own beef. I don't have to buy it in the grocery store, and I do have a waiting list of people wanting my beef, and I might have to revisit that scenario again and keep more, and then I feed them. And they're raised with love, and the meat tastes delicious. Sometimes I have extra, and sometimes I don't. And I might have to pursue that one simply because it's more affordable for people. You do have to have a big freezer to put the beef in, and or if you can share with someone. But yeah, I have a waiting list of people that want the beef. It's just that it takes time to grow them properly, right? It is delicious though, because they are raised with love. So I do hope, being that we took a hit, I hope it translate into the grocery stores, because it's the middlemen that make the most money in the beef industry. It's just how it has always been. If I pencil it out and sit down and be realistic, I do lose money. That's why my husband has an oil patch job, and so you can understand where I'm a little nervous. I'm going to work through it, though, and it's going to be okay, because we'll make it okay. I'm nothing if not determined. Okay, so when you go through this roller coaster of emotions, like I said, don't distract and ignore it. Try to be in it, feel what you're feeling, and then move through it. Acknowledge what you can't change. I mean, back to my cattle prices, it's done. They're sold. They're gone. I can't change that. I can change how I operate in the next year, and hopefully prices are better after. Some hard decisions are being made. Because the end of the day, right, we just want to provide for our families. We want them to have good experiences, a good life. We want to enjoy it while we're here. So we have to be careful not to get caught up in the woulda, shoulda, coulda, the what ifs. Now, I've let it go, but if I find that something will happen and it'll get sticky again, I do love the soul letter, where you write the letter to the situation. It's on my website. How about I'll just slip over there to give you exactly where to find it. I'm so behind on my store stuff because I teach a lot right now, and the ranch stuff has taken a lot of my time because I have some absolutely fantastic bracelets that just make me smile. If you want a sneak peek find Cowgirl Gifts on Facebook. I did put up a sneak peek today. They're so cool. So cool. They're all handmade by my mom with love and infused with energy because it's what I do. But I just find that I'm behind on everything that can make me money and pay my bills because I've already paid for all the supplies and the jewelry. And so I don't know why I'm doing that. It makes no sense to me. And so I'm making different choices right now and saying no to some other things so I can focus on this. Okay, the soul letter. If you go to my website, you'll see the Psychic Cowgirl logo, and then it says services, and then it says resources, and it's tools to help you. And if you click there, the soul letter is the one that I use it a lot. Oh, we should do a cord cutting meditation sometime soon. I love everything that's on here I've used. I walk my talk, and powerful and amazing. So all those tools to help you are exactly that, tools to help you. We're all in this together, and if I can help you sort through things, then yay. Yay, yay, yay. Anybody need a little stretch with me? I feel like we're working through a lot of energy just in our conversations this morning. If you're listening, if you're listening, if you're not, you won't know. Yeah. Some days I do. I wonder at my own self, guys. Time has a funny energy right now. I never know what day it is. I'm like, yeah, awesome. So in my fabulous morning yesterday with my new friend, she taught me a word. Yeah, she taught me a word that was fabulous, and I'm going to share it with you. We laughed so much. So the word is jejune, J-E-J-U-N-E. Now, I didn't ask her permission to tell her story, but I'm going to anyway. I'll tell her later that I used it on my radio show. So she was doing a word search, which, yay. I think she's amazing. And her word search topics were words for dull. Yes, dull. And one of them was jejune. And so she looked it up in the dictionary because she wanted to know the meaning. It means naive, simplistic, and superficial. If you're talking about ideas or writings, it's dry and uninteresting. Now, I want you just to say that word, jejune. I want you to think of all the ways you could use it in a sentence and just mystify people. Oh, they're so jejune. I just don't know why they're so naive. Of course, you wouldn't say that they're so naive. You would just use the word jejune and just throw it out there just to make people wonder. Think of all the fun you can have. Her and I did. We laughed so much because it's a great word. It totally is. Yeah. We know lots of people that jejune would fit. Our world has gotten pretty superficial. Oh, that's a jejune thought. Huh. Where in your life are you, jejune? I know. Just say it with me. It's a great word. Maybe I'll see if I can come up with a new word every week just for our entertainment value because it's free. Since I'm worried about money, you know, I got to do these things. I got to be creative and inspired. I have to be the opposite of jejune. I know. Some days I do think I've lost my marbles, but that's okay. It's okay. Find the simple things to enjoy. Be aware, you know, of the things that can lift your energy without even trying. like learning this new word, it lifted my energy. Cause, and maybe had I not been in the energy I was, it wouldn't have struck me so much, but it did, so I'm going with it. Oh, life's what we make of it, right? Isn't that the thing? I do wonder how the rest of October is going to play out. Let me know if you're noticing lots of endings and shifting and changings. I also find that energetically, some of the ways that we did things and how energetically it would lead to this and then do this, that doesn't always work anymore. Have you noticed that? And it's forcing us to find new ways of doing some same old things. It's forcing us to look at things differently, deal with things differently. And it's great when it's the little things and you're like, oh, well, that didn't work. That always works. Okay, well, I'll find another way to do it. Because it's like it's practice. So that when a big thing happens, you're not immediately, well, you probably are immediately freaked out by it, but you can handle it because you've had some practice. Does that make sense? I can tell you that I was given all the signs. And I did listen and pay attention, so I'm happy about that, that our cattle check wouldn't be what I hoped for this year. I was given the signs. I knew it was coming. Did it still devastate me? Yeah, of course it did, right? Because you hope. Hope is what anchors our soul. We have hope. And so I had, you have to work through it. You have to not get caught up in saying, oh, the signs were there. I should have done something differently. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. What if I did this? Maybe that would change it. Because the reality is the reality. You did what you did. The result happened. Find a way to make peace with it. Another article I came across lately was, be aware of wallowing. Wallowing in what someone else did to you. Wallowing in shame of what you did to somebody else. Find a way to make peace with what's happened and let it go. Soul letter works. I burn them in my fireplace. Speaking of fireplace, I have a freaky story for you. I know. Don't you love the way I jump around? Okay. So I tried to light the fire Monday. Again, let's go back to the energy I was in. I was not a game. I was disappointed. I was a little upset. I was feeling overwhelmed with the decisions that I had to work through. And I say me, even though I do, like my husband and I do it together, but I have to go through it myself and make sense of it and then talk it over with him. Not on everything. Sometimes I go right to him first and then he gives me great advice. But sometimes, or most of the time, because I do work alone most of the time, I am alone most of the time, and so this is my way of coping. Anyways, so it's building a fire. It didn't work. Now, I'm a fire builder from way back. Growing up, that's how we heated our house. We had coal, and then we had a wood stove. So I know how to build a fire. It's definitely one of my talents. I couldn't get this one to go, and so I had to walk away. And I was a little frustrated, of course. It was mainly about the day. And so I was doing my exercises on my stair stepper, and I'm looking at my fire, and I'm like, okay, energetically, I want this fire to start. I'm just going to give it energy. While I'm venting out all my frustrations, I'm going to focus it on my fire, and it's going to start, and it's going to go. And I did that for, 3 to 5 minutes until, of course, squirrel got distracted by something else and focused on something else. And, my fire wasn't blazing, wasn't there. An hour and a half later, it was. Not even kidding. It just happened, and you can't see this, but I put that in quotation marks, that behind the front logs were some logs that did start on fire and was burning merrily, but it didn't show until 2 hour and a half to 2 hours later, and then I had a great fire. I laughed. It was a lesson or a indication of patience. Seeds that you plant now might not get immediate results, but they will get results if you're patient. Put in the energy and then let it go and see what happens. I laughed and I laughed and I said to the kids, look, I did start the fire. It was just slow and took a couple hours, and then I had a beautiful fire that I thoroughly enjoyed. But I had to laugh because I tried to force it and it didn't work. It did it on its own terms, in its own time, when it felt like it, I guess. Isn't that a metaphor for the energy right now? You can try and force it and do what you want to do, but chances are it's not going to work. So if you walk away, the seeds you planted, the energy you gave it, just might not work out the way you think it's going to work out. But it will work out. Crazy, huh? And I said to myself, I need to remember this for the radio show. And then, of course, squirrel, forgot. I forgot. It's how I roll. You know that. So the other tool, besides, you know, okay, so I talked about feeling what you're feeling, use a soul letter to get rid of the energy, find a way to make peace and understand what's happening so you can work through it and move forward. Of course, balancing and cleaning your chakras is huge. So when I was so worried about money and our financial future, I did do a chakra cleanse on my root chakra, only my root chakra. I just gave it a big cleanse because if you're over worried about that, your root chakra will be out of balance. It's how it works. So I am going to do the chakra balancing meditation today because we need it. And this time of year, I mean, Christmas is right around the corner and people are getting worried that energy is starting to build. Yes, I am in Alberta, but we still feel all the energy, I mean, through social media, TV, just out in the world of what's going on in the United States right now. Your big elections right around the corner too. Be interesting to see what happens. That sort of has gotten out of hand. I'm wishing you all the best for the highest good of everyone involved, and we'll see what happens there. But it does create energy felt around the globe. It's just how it is. So if you're, you know, feeling emotional and you're not sure why, zip your chakras, cleanse your chakras, grab a tourmaline to carry in your pocket or a smoky quartz, and just block all the negative energies and focus on yourself and things you can change, your family. If you're in the U.S., get out there and vote. Let your voice be heard. Do what you can, but try not to get sucked in and feel hopeless. I know it's easier said than done, but do your best. Okay, I'm just going to take a drink of water, and then we're going to go ahead and do the guided meditation to cleanse and balance our chakras. All right, here we go. Give yourselves a nice breath in and out. Give yourselves a nice breath in and out. One more time. A nice breath in and out. You're going to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet. Deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and anchoring in the earth. Keep you balanced, keep you strong, keep you steady. Now imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from those roots. There will be two into the bottoms of your feet. White balls of energy traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Now, those two white balls of light, one in each leg, travel up, higher into your thighs, and then both of the balls of light meet at your pelvis. They join together at your root chakra. Now just breathe for a minute. Now you're going to visualize or imagine your root chakra. It's going to be a red ball of light about the size of a baseball. And you're going to spin that red ball of light, either visualize it or just simply imagine it. There's no way to do this wrong. You're completely supported by the energies of myself and the universe to do this meditation. You're going to spin that ball of light. It may look cloudy, maybe dirty, maybe really big, maybe really small. You're going to spin it until it's the size of a baseball and it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, 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 spinning. Cleaning all that root chakra energy, helping you with your worries. Helping you feel grounded, helping you feel that you have the answers, that you will get through this. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. Great. Nice. Okay. Now that that one's all nice and clean and pretty, just pop it back into your body, and you're going to move up to the sacral chakra, which is located midway between your navel and the base of your spine. This is an orange ball of light. You're going to pop that out in front of you or just imagine it, and you're going to spin it until it's bright, sparkly, shiny orange. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. A little bit more. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Great. Excellent. A little bit more spinning. Perfect. Great job. Okay. Now that that one's all nice and clean and sparkly, you're going to move up to the solar plexus chakra, located right behind your navel. This one's yellow. Let's spin that ball of light until it's sparkly, clean, and bright yellow. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Nice. One more time. Excellent. All right. Now that that one's all clean and pretty, put that one back in your body, and let's move up to our heart chakra, which is green. We're going to spin this ball until it's shiny, bright, infused with sparkles green. You're going to have an amazing heart chakra. Spinning, spinning. Fabulous. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spinning, spinning. Sometimes we take things to heart and it gets stuck in there. Betrayal, anger. Spin all that cruddy energy away. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. Let it go. A little bit more. All right. I just want you to give yourself a nice breath in and out. Letting all the cruddy energy go. It's gone. Okay, now let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's nice, shiny, bright. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Things we want to say, they can get stuck here. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. Fantastic. A little more. Good job. Great. Okay, now that one's all nice and clean and sparkly. Let's move up to our third eye chakra, located in our forehead. Sometimes this one can get too big and we get anxious and overwhelmed. So we want to make sure it's spun to just that balanced size. It's the darker purple color. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. Excellent. A little bit more. Nice. Spinning, spinning. Great. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Nice. Now that that one's all shiny, clean, and sparkly, let's move up to the crown chakra located at the top of our forehead, top of our heads. This one can be a pale violet color or clear. And we're going to spin it until it's bright, shiny, sparkly. Let's go. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Spinning, spinning. Unbalanced, it can lead to depression. Spin it, spin it. Hold an amethyst will help you keep this one balanced. Excellent. Excellent. A little bit more. Perfect. Okay, nice. Now that that one's nice and clean, we're going to visualize or imagine that ball of light right on the top of our heads. And we're going to bring that ball of light down through our face, down through our throat. You might just feel it. You might not visualize it. There's no way to do it wrong. Bring that energy down through your chest, down through your tummy, to your pelvis. It splits in two, and a ball of light goes down each thigh, past the knees, through the shins, and down out the bottoms of your feet. Deep, 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 deep into Mother Earth, grounding you, anchoring you, taking all the negative energy, transmuting it so that you're feeling balanced, you're feeling clear, you're feeling grounded, you're ready to rock this day, or the rest of it for some of you. Excellent, excellent. I love that chakra cleanse, I totally do. I do it often if I'm having cluttery, bumpy days. So, there you go. A good note to end. So I want to thank you again for listening. And check out my page on Facebook. I have Psychic Cowgirl. I also have Cowgirl Gifts that has my store stuff. And I am trying to put together a contest so you can win some fabulous things. Again, it's the timing. I want to be able to focus on it. And, yeah, well, that hasn't happened yet. Stay tuned. It will. It will. Before Christmas, for sure. For sure. So wishing you all a fabulous rest of the day, and I'll be here next week.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.